In this bulletin, Joe Biden moving closer to victory in the US presidential race, with key states still too close to call. Tasmania reopens its border to New South Wales. And in cycling, Jasper Philipsen has taken his first victory in a grand tour. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Joe Biden is gaining ground in key states as counting continues in the United States presidential election. The states of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and North Carolina are key to the result. The Democratic challenger has a slim lead in Nevada and Arizona and is making up ground in Georgia and Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump is in front. President Trump is taking legal action in several states, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan, where he's trying to stop the vote counting. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jennifer O'Malley-Dillon, says he's gone to the courts because he knows he's losing.
Voters have turned out in record numbers for the vice president, and because of that, and because he sees the same data we do and knows he is losing, Donald Trump continues to push a flailing strategy designed to prevent people's votes from being counted. What we're seeing on these legal suits are that they are meritless and nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
Police in Portland, Oregon have made arrests and seized fireworks, hammers, and a rifle after late-night protests, as Governor Kate Brown called in the National Guard to curb violence after voting in the US election. Portland police arrested 10 people in the demonstrations after declaring riots in the city's downtown area. People from New South Wales will be able to travel to Tasmania from today for the first time in 7 months. The change removes the need for people from New South Wales to quarantine. The island state is now open to all other parts of Australia except Victoria, with plans to lift that restriction on December 1st. Tasmania was the first jurisdiction in Australia to close its borders and has gone almost 90 days without a case. A Chinese state-controlled newspaper appears to have confirmed speculation that more than $6 billion worth of Australian exports will be banned from today. The Global Times is reporting that Australia's ambassador to Beijing, Graham Fletcher, visited China after the government halted 7 categories of Australian goods from the market. Chinese authorities had previously dismissed the bans affecting Australian wine, copper, barley, coal, sugar, timber and lobster as a rumour. Tony Battaclean from Australian Grape and Wine warns that small producers could face financial ruin.
Depending on the length of the ban, the extent of the ban, if there is a ban, and we still don't know, we must be clear about that, if that happens, then there'll be an economic impact that could send people to the wall.
Kosovo's president has resigned after announcing he's been indicted for war crimes by a special court at The Hague. Hashim Tachi is a former senior commander of the Kosovo Liberation Army who later turned to politics. A special prosecutor has accused him and other ex-KLA members of being criminally responsible for 100 murders during Kosovo's independence war against Serbia in the late 1990s. He has denied any wrongdoing. In cycling, Belgium Jasper Philipsen has won Stage 15 at the Vuelta España after a gruelling 230-kilometre hilly route lasting over 6 hours in persistent rain and a constant headwind. 22-year-old Philipsen says he couldn't be happier to get his first ever Grand Tour stage victory.
It's amazing. I can't describe how happy I am with this victory. So it means a lot for me. I've been waiting, all of Vuelta for the right moment, and today this moment unexpected.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, much the same, 18 degrees. A light shower or two in Melbourne, a top of 16. Hobart, a possible afternoon shower, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Newcastle, a possible early shower, 21. Brisbane, sunny and 28. Cairns, much the same, 34. and Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.